friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with Ghanaian midfielder Thomas Partey, who made headlines in Accra, Madrid, London, and other cities with his recent move from Atletico Madrid to Arsenal Football Club. Joining us now from Accra is Yao Afusu-Larbi. Sporty greetings, Yao.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. There's been a lot of talk about the transfer of Thomas Partey to Arsenal. The Ghanaian made the switch from Atletico Madrid to the English side on transfer deadline day. But Partey wasn't in the limelight this much 5 years ago. At the time, he had just returned to Atletico from a loan spell at Almeria and was an unused player for Ghana. Partey got his first shot at international football under Avram Grant, and the man, in an interview with me, speaks of how proud he is of the midfielder he once called his son. Grant is optimistic that the midfielder has what it takes to play in arguably the most competitive league in the world.
His understanding about the game, improving a lot to holding the ball, is almost not give the ball away, you know, and every year is better and better. And also the physical side. So I think in every area of the game is now, even he's scoring, in the beginning he didn't score many goals, now he scores more goals. He's not a good scorer, top scorer. But he also give more assist even. And he is, I think, like the modern player. The football is going to change a lot. And we need, the football need more players that are versatile, that they can do many, many things on the pitch. And he's one of them.
Partey joins an astute list of Ghanaian players who have played in the league and has already been in the middle of comparisons with former Chelsea star Michael Essien. Many Ghanaians believe that Partey has similarities with Essien, but Grant says there are different players who play the same role.
Arsenal fans, you know that they have the next Thomas Partey. And Michael Essien was my player in Chelsea. Michael Essien was an amazing player. If it's not his injury, he was one of the top of the world of the midfield. But he's a different player. Michael Essien is more box-to-box, and Thomas is more controlling the game and passing and win the game. So they are a little bit different players, the same position, but different style of playing. I hope that Thomas Partey will make the career that Michael Essien did. He did fantastic, really. I was his coach 1 year. Except goalkeeper, play all the position, and he was fantastic, understanding the game, quality. Unfortunately, he had bad injury that stopped him to be the top of the world, and I hope Thomas will be the same. He have all the qualities to do that.
So much is expected from Partey, whose talk has grown over the years, and Grant says he has absolute reason to think he will succeed at a club where many Africans have walked in and smashed it.
He have more point to prove now in England. I'm sure that he have the qualities to succeed. In the beginning, it's you need to adjust to the rhythm of the game. The rhythm of the game in England is different than any other country. But every player that come in the beginning, he have some problem. I think Thomas will have less problems than others because he played in Atletico Madrid, which is a good team. I think he will be good from the beginning, but I think every month he will be better. Every player that coming to England, the first, even is doing well in the beginning, with the time is better and better and better. If you see in Arsenal, if you remember Dennis Bergkamp, he came the first year but didn't play even. He was not good and then he was fantastic. Arsenal now is showing that they are better than last year's. And in this position, they need a player like him. So it's good because he will make the balance between the offensive to defensive, and they need a player like him.
While the congratulatory messages and accolades pour in, every second the next 4 years will matter for the man who grew up in one of the roughest parts of Accra. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. Thomas Partey was impressive in midfield on Monday in Turkey, where Ghana routed Qatar 5-1 in a friendly international football match. The new Arsenal man set up 2 goals as the Black Stars bounced back from a disappointing 3-0 loss to Mali on October 9th. in another international friendly. Now let's go to Mozambique, where the government has announced the gradual resumption of sporting activities in the country. To find out more, Iron Mike Mbonye called Maputo, where he reached staff of National Department of Higher Performance Sports in Mozambique, Fernando Diaz.
Mozambique government has announced the restarting of the sport activity, but gradually. And most of the activity are about training. All the clubs or all the codes must do their practice, training, preparing for the season of sporting. We are waiting to be announced for next day, maybe next month, if the competitions it will take place. But for the moment, all the teams are doing training and preparations for the championships.
What criteria or conditions were given to resume sports in Mozambique? And is it going to be sports without fans?
About the sports are involved now in trainings, we're allowed the Mozambique National League of Soccer to start the tournament officially, and all individually codes. The codes who has the practice individually are all them allowed to start their training. Also, those teams who has got international competitions were allowed to start to do their trainings and practices, preparing for the venues are coming for this year or maybe next year.
Can you tell Sunnyside of Sports listeners if any of the games, for instance, football or athletics, has resumed?
Most of the teams we have got with the venues for Olympics games, and some of them included to get approved for Olympic Games. They also are preparing for participate on international competitions. So those are the situation here in Mozambique about the restarting of sporting. They are not competing right now, but all are preparing to participate in competitions and waiting to that announcement come maybe next month when the president will give the announcement. Those are all the information I can give for this moment.
That's Fernando Diaz, staff of National Department of Higher Performance Sports in Mozambique. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Maputo, Mozambique.
Sport greetings. My name is Fernando Diaz, staff of National Department of Higher Performance Sports in Mozambique. You listen to the Sun Side of Sport on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contact COVID-19. Thanks.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. My VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson, tipped off his latest Game Room sports package with the Los Angeles Lakers winning their record-tying 17th National Basketball Association championship. Here's Jim.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to the Game Room.
Lakers are the NBA's 2019-20 champions. For the first time since Kobe Bryant's fifth and final title a decade ago, the Los Angeles Lakers are NBA champions. LeBron James had 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Lakers beat the Miami Heat 106-93 to win the NBA Finals in six games. James was the Finals Most Valuable Player, the first to claim the title with three different franchises. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver awarded the trophy inside the NBA bubble at Orlando, Florida.
I have a feeling that this Finals MVP is going to have a trophy named after him one day. The Finals MVP is LeBron James.
For coach Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat, the loss was difficult as many players were battling injuries along with the Lakers.
The guys that competed and played in the series, we had several guys that were not even close to being 100%, probably shouldn't have been playing, but that's how this group was. They wanted to do it for each other.
Yet, Spoelstra says his team had an amazing run during a unique time.
We didn't get the final result that we wanted. But even what I mentioned to the guys, these are going to be lifetime memories that we have together. This locker room, regardless of whatever happens in the future, we're going to remember this year, this season, this experience, and that locker room brotherhood for the rest of our lives. You're in this business to be able to be around people like this.
Overall, LeBron James has four titles and is a four-time NBA Finals MVP, the second to win that many.
For me to be a part of such a historical franchise is an unbelievable feeling, not only for myself, but for my teammates, for the organization, for the coaches, for the trainers, everybody that's here. We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
Lakers teammate Anthony Davis was an integral part of the championship run.
Man, we've been through a lot. Man, to ups and downs start from the beginning of the season. I love these guys.
And there wasn't much else to say, as the Lakers celebration was in full swing, as the team and the city dedicated the championship to Kobe Bryant, who died in January. Novak Djokovic of Serbia came into the French Open men's final as the top-ranked player in the world, but it was Rafael Nadal of Spain who prevailed on his favorite clay surface.
Of course, I played at an amazing level of tennis. No, the first two sets and a half, I played great. Honestly, I can't say another thing. It's impossible to have this score against him without playing great. We played a very good final. I played at my highest level when I needed to play at my highest level, so something that I am very, very proud.
Nadal won 6-love, 6-2, 7-5. He hit 31 winners with only 14 unforced errors.
I was under doubt before the match, yes, but it's true that my level of confidence and tennis have been improving every single day during the whole tournament. So I was not confident, because you can't be too confident going on court against Novak. But I have been positive, thinking that I will be able to play a good match.
Djokovic, who answered post-match questions in Serbian, had been hoping to become the first man in the Open era to lift every Slam trophy at least twice. All the balls were in his court, even when I was leading in the third set. I was struggling to win those points on my serve. I had kind of pulled myself out of his break chances, but to be honest, he was just a much better player today. Hats off for his performance. Nadal's 13th French Open title ties him with Roger Federer of Switzerland for 20 Grand Slam titles overall.
In terms of these records, of course that I care. I am a big fan of the history of sport in general, so I respect a lot that, and for me it means a lot to share the 20th this number with Roger.
Djokovic, with 17 Grand Slams, still believes he can catch up to Federer and Nadal, as otherwise he could retire now. If I thought that it's too late, I would stop playing tennis today. But because I don't think it's too late, I will continue as long as I have fuel in my legs and the love to continue with the sport. I will try to become a better player day by day and to be in a better form and so on.
Se trudim da budem bolji igrač I da budem u što boljoj formi I tako dalje. Mislim.
Djokovic says the so-called big three have no plans to stop.
Situacije ove vrste, iako sam ušao u tu četvrtu deceniju I po nekom teniskom, da kažemo...
I have entered this fourth decade and from a historical point of expectations in tennis, Nadal, myself, and especially Federer, who is older than us, have been written off and called pensioners many times in the past. But the three of us are still continuing to prove that we are the best players in the world, despite all the criticism and expectations for us to throw in the towel.
Uprkos svim tim pritiscima sa strane I možda neočekivanjima da trebamo da okačimo reket u klin.
As for where the records will one day end up.
Let's see what's going on when we finish our careers. No, we keep playing. So I don't know what can happen in the future. I am just excited and of course it's something that means a lot to me and at the same time share this record between us that we had an amazing rivalry for such a long time is something in some way beautiful, I really believe.
Stand up! Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the Sunny Side of Sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
Formula One great Michael Schumacher rolled to an amazing 91 victories during his illustrious career. British driver Lewis Hamilton once saw the German's record as unbeatable. Now, he's matched it.
It was such a hard race, super bumpy and physical and so challenging mentally. And it's crazy, 91 wins, it doesn't get easier, that's for sure. If anything, it gets harder, I think, as you get older, as you face different challenges along the way.
Schumacher's son, Mick, presented Hamilton with one of his father's old helmets after the Eiffel Grand Prix. Max Verstappen of Red Bull Racing Honda finished in a very familiar runner-up position.
I was trying to stay close, but yeah, throughout the whole race, Lewis was just a little bit faster. But yeah, I tried to keep it as close as possible. But overall, the pace was not bad. I think compared to everyone behind us, it was a massive gap. Good weekend, positive weekend, and happy with second.
Daniel Ricciardo scored his first podium finish with Renault, but somehow forgot to celebrate with his team.
This is really bad. I forgot all about it.
No way.
I'll tell you why. Because as soon as they've done the champagne, Max was already spraying me. And for the first time ever, they chilled the bottles. So normally the champagne's like lukewarm and it was freezing. Or maybe it's just because it's so cold outside. So I was just, I think, just shocked with cold and I didn't even... Wow, I'm actually sad now. Oh, well, I will try to get them all involved.
And thanks to Jim Stevenson for that spicy game room package. Jim's game room opens with new stories each week, or you can play anytime at voanews.com. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music.
Wake up, dance this music.
Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. An update now on the Major League Baseball playoffs here in the United States. The Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers both posted victories on Wednesday. The Dodgers battered the Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series. As we hear now from the AP's Gary McKillops.
The Los Angeles Dodgers scored 11 runs in the first inning and went on to defeat the Atlanta Braves 15-3. The Braves lead the National League Championship Series 2-1. The 11 runs by the Dodgers were the most scored in a half inning in postseason history. LA had 5 home runs, including a grand slam by Max Muncy. The Dodger first baseman said the team knew it would get back in the series.
We know who we are over here. You know, we're a really good team. We kind of lost our footing these first two games, but, you know, like I said, we all know who we are. We weren't worried about anything, and, you know, tonight we went out and showed what we can do.
Winning pitcher Julio Urias went 5 innings, giving up only 1 run. Braves starter Kyle Wright pitched just 2/3 of an inning and gave up 7 Dodger runs on 5 hits. I'm Gary McKillops.
Thanks, Gary. In the American League Championship Series, the Houston Astros avoided elimination with a narrow win against the Tampa Bay Rays. The AP's Adam Spillane reports.
George Springer's 2-run homer broke a 2-2 tie and helped the Houston Astros stave off elimination with a 4-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 4 of the American League Championship Series. Springer's home run came in the 5th inning, and it was one of 3 hits for him on the night. He says his team had 1 goal while facing elimination.
Don't leave any doubt. If there's a play that you think that you have to dive, dive. Just understanding that your backs are up against the wall, and you got to grind and fight.
The Rays pulled to within a run on Willy Adames' 2-out RBI double in the 9th, but the Rays stranded him at 3rd when Yoshi Tsutsugo flied out to end the game. Jose Altuve hit a home run for the Astros, while Randy Arozarena went deep for Tampa. I'm Adam Spillane.
Thanks, Adam. This Sunny Side of Sports programming note, during Friday's show, the energetic Andy Edwards will have a preview of the World Athletics Half Marathon Championships in Poland. Some of Africa's top distance runners will be testing their speed and endurance on Saturday, including Ugandan star Joshua Cheptegei. Cheptegei has been in great form this year, winning all 4 of his races and setting 3 world records. Last week in Spain, Joshua set a new 10,000 meters world record, clocking 26 minutes and 11 seconds. And from Uganda's capital comes word that the Kampala City Council Authority is considering renaming one of its major streets after Joshua Cheptegei. Uganda's New Vision newspaper quotes a council member saying, "It's absurd that in Uganda, we have a culture of appreciating many of our sportsmen and sportswomen after their death. We are tabling a proposal to rename one of the major streets in Kampala, Cheptegei. He is a legend and deserves it." If Joshua Cheptegei is victorious on Saturday in Poland, he will become just the 2nd man in the modern era to win world titles on the track, road, and cross country, joining the Moroccan Khalid Ska. One of Cheptegei's strongest challengers in Poland could well be his younger Ugandan teammate, 19-year-old Jacob Kiplimo, who has been in sensational form this year. Finally, in pro boxing, one of the big fights this weekend will be a world lightweight unification title showdown Saturday night between Vasyl Lomachenko of Ukraine and the Honduran-American Teofimo Lopez in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lomachenko is fighting for the first time in more than a year. He holds 3 world title belts, while the undefeated Lopez holds the IBF lightweight belt. Lopez is coming off a big knockout victory against Ghana's Richard Comey last December at Madison Square Garden in New York.
And that wraps up the October 15th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat.
African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.